Israel. And I just want to give thanks and praise to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that there is by saying hallelujah. So, the Most High loved us, loved the world, and a lot of people don't understand love, but I have to tell you that it may seem that way sometimes, but He is also full of righteousness, and it takes a lot to run this universe, as you can imagine. Because, you know, some people have trouble running a business. So, you know, He's not a respecter of feelings. And that He has a universe to run. And watch over the righteous. So we have to understand that. Sleep once again. That the reason why we're still alive, despite all our wickedness, we're still here. So that should tell you something about Him, right? That, you know, in other words, how many of us will be alive despite our wicked deeds? So, yeah, not very many. Hence what He's going to do to the world. He'll destroy most of this world and people on it that's committing all these evil acts. Okay, so I wanted to go, and this teaching is part two of voting. Why we should not vote. Has voting helped us? We're exploring why it has not. Okay. Psalms chapter 4, verses 3-5. Let's see, is that right? Yeah. Psalms chapter 4, 3-5. But know that the Most High hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Most High will hear when I call upon him, unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Most High. You see that? But know that the Most High has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Most High will hear when I call unto him. So we have to get ourselves together and in sync with the Most High and call upon him so we will be able to. You can call upon him. But long as you're voting and putting your trust in man, it's a good chance he won't. Okay, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your own bed and be still. See that? Stand in awe of the Most High. Sin not and commune with your own heart upon your own bed and be still. Stand in awe of the Most High. Go within yourself. Offer sacrifices of righteousness. And put your trust in the Most High and see what happens. Can you do that with a president? Can you stand in awe of a president? Can you offer sacrifices of righteousness to a president? We as a people have been voting for a little over 50 years. And we're still getting killed in the street. Voting is not helping. Exodus. Let's go to Exodus. Shemot, Exodus chapter 15. And let's see what this says. Said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Most High, thy power, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Most High that healeth thee. And why does it say that I'm going to send you somebody that's going to heal you? If you observe all my commandments and statutes and listen to me and do what's right in my sight, I'll send you a healer. I'll send you President Obama. I'll send you Bill Clinton. I'll send you Bush or Trump or Hillary. It doesn't say that. He is the only one that can heal us. He is the only one that can get us out of this mess. Again, we have been in this country for 400 years. Almost 400 years. And we've been voting for 50 of those years. And things are the same. How many of us have enough faith and trust in the Most High if you call him today? Tomorrow, your prayer is going to be answered. In an hour or two. Can't no president do that. Can't no president get you out of debt. They haven't. They're keeping us in debt. Why can't they heal your broken body? Because they can't. The Most High is the one that heals us. Let's go to Isaiah. Let's see what that says. Isaiah 31. Isaiah 31. And verses 1 through 3. Isaiah 31. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Most High. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not the Most High, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Most High shall stretch out his hand, both he that help shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. Look at us as a people, as human beings fallen. We fallen together. Egyptians are modern day America. trusting in this country to save us. We can't do that. Trusting in man, trusting in chariots, trusting in tanks, trusting in guns, trusting in cannons. Can't do that. Trust in the Most High. We have to trust in His ways. And that's pretty much what we're saying too, right? He gave us a way of life, and it's called the Bible. We are basically trusting in this evil system, this democracy, to save us. That's the way He sees it. Okay, so we are in a place of our captivity, and they have never done us right. So why would we think they'd start doing now, even with a black president? Alright, so what's the next verse we need to go to? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 17. See what this says. Deuteronomy 17, verse 15. Yeah. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over us, whom the Most High thy power shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. Now, okay, so this is basically one for anybody that has a really strong belief or know that we are the house of Israel. And if you're an Israelite, you're not supposed to be voting at all, according to this verse. Especially over for a president, thou shalt not set a king over thee. You're trying to choose a king to rule over you. We can't do that. Most I said he'd choose a king, and he didn't like the fact that we wanted a king. And you can read that in let's see, the book of Samuel. We did, and the Most High was mad because we rejected him. He said, we don't want the Most High to rule over us. We want a king. We want a man to rule over us. It's like I said, this world was set up to where you can always look back and say he was right. The Most High was right about these things. You don't want a man because he gonna take your sisters, your daughters, your wives. He gonna take all these people unto himself, and then he gonna start taking your stuff. Well, look what's going on today. This world is this country is so much in debt. It's ridiculous. Being taxed to death in this country. Okay. Where's that one verse? Let's see. Let me see if I can find that. That's a really powerful verse. Let's see. If I can't find it, I'm sure, especially the Hebrews will know. It should be in the Torah. Exodus 23. Exodus 23, verse 2. Let's go there and see what that says. Exodus 32, 23. Just look at 23 and 2. Exodus 23, verse 2. I'm going to start from verse 1. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not raise a false report, but not thy hand. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. See that? Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Who's voting? Is it the majority of people? Could be. Sound like it, right? But we're not supposed to follow a multitude. This country has 300 million people in it, something like that. You want to follow them? That's a multitude, right? And they always say we are the minority. So you want to follow the multitude to do evil? Doing evil? What is evil? Oh, I'm just voting. That ain't evil. You're putting your trust in somebody else. You're putting your faith in somebody else to help you. Okay? And to make it even plainer, let's go to the book of Daniel. What does this say? Daniel chapter 4. And then I'm going to end here. Because it don't matter if you vote or not. The Most High knows everything. He controls this planet. He controls everything. He sees everything. Okay, so Daniel chapter 4. Verse 17, hallelujah. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and give it to whomsoever he will, and set over it the basis of men. You see that? Why vote? If the Most High had already crowned this man king, What is your voting going to do? When did voting even come to play on the planet? The Most High said, over the kingdom of men, whom he will. And then he set up over at the basis of men. And look at all these presidents. Look at Trump. Look at Obama. Obama, many people won't tell you, but he was gay. Of course, a lot of people won't believe that. Okay, so he was gay. He did more for gay people than anybody else. Which is okay. But not by the Most High standards. Get that straight, right? He put over the basis of men. A man who was homosexual. How much lower you want to go? Right? Then here comes Trump. How do you explain that? If that verse is not true, how do you explain that? So, we'll end here, and once again, we'll give thanks and praise to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that there in His. We're saying hallelujah. May He bless thee and keep thee. May He make His face shine upon thee and give thee peace.